John, chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Live in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it live as in the vine, neither can you except you live in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who live as in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. If a man does not live in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you live in me and my words live in you, you shall ask what you want, and it shall be done to you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall live in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and live in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. From now on, I do not call you servants, because the servant does not know what his Lord does, but I have called you friends, because all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin. But now they have no covering for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they would not have had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. B. This comes to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter has come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning.